It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County veteran Serge Bennigan. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Paul Ramos sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning. Josh Benica is across the table from me. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing, Paul?
Well, both of us are doing better than we were last week, I understand, huh? Or a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah. You know, we were commiserating about our past sicknesses, and you know, I lost my voice, as many of you have heard, but you know, still can't hit the high notes in the shower. But you know, both of us are on the mend. So.
That's right. So it happens when you get older. You like to talk about your health issues, I guess, huh?
You know,
you're young yet.
Yeah, I got a birthday coming up next week. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How old?
43.
All right. Oh, you're young.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday next week. Next Monday.
Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah. Maynard's got is committed to other things this morning, so here I am.
Yep.
And what do we got to talk about this morning?
Well, first we're saluting a veteran. We're saluting Tech 5 Harlan Melvin Farman. Harlan Farman. He was born on November 20th, 1924 in Dawson, passed away on March 9th, 2015. Some local information, he was deputy county auditor for 18 years, and three of those years he was the county auditor from 1968 to 1971. He entered active duty in the United States Army on October 11th, 1945 at Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged just over a year later on December 13th, 1946 in Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a clerk typist with medical detachment of the 183rd Station Hospital. Spent 7 months, 16 days overseas in the Asiatic Pacific during World War II. And he earned the World War II Victory Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Harlan, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. All right. What's our subject today, Josh?
VA launches a new surgery initiative across the nation, which is a critical step in saving the lives of veterans considering surgery. Department of Veterans Affairs put out a news release on February 15th discussing a short 30-second risk analysis done to veterans just prior to any surgical procedure to determine their frailty. The Joint Commission and National Quality Forum announced VA's surgical pause practice has been recognized with the prestigious John M. Eisenberg Patient Safety and Quality Award in the National Level Innovation and Patient Safety and Quality category for its innovative efforts resulting in improved health care outcomes of frail veterans considering surgery. That is a long sentence.
Yeah, it was.
The surgical pause is an initiative that uses a risk analysis index to screen veterans for frailty in 30 seconds, effectively flagging high-risk veterans so the surgical team can ensure the proposed treatment plans both mitigate known risks and align with the veterans' overarching life goals. Routine frailty screening done with the RAI rapidly identifies the 5 to 10% of patients who experience disproportionately high rates of post-op complications, including loss of independence and mortality. For these patients, a brief pause permits further evaluation to review goals of care and optimize treatment plans. Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. This initiative, which has already been launched at 50 VA facilities, is rolling out across the nation. It's proven to decrease mortality among veterans. A 2023 study, Journal of the American Medical Association Surgery, reported that from July 1, 2016 to May 31st, 2019, one-year mortality fell from 20 to 16% after implementing the surgical pause in a sample of more than 50,000 patients.
Hmm.
So when you say 4%, that doesn't sound much, but when you strewn it over 50,000 patients, that's quite a lot.
Quite a lot, yeah.
VA has proven to be the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans. Mm-hmm. 2023 alone, peer-reviewed studies showed that VA healthcare is better than or equal to non-VA healthcare. 10% of VA hospitals received 4 or 5 stars in the annual CMS hospital ratings, compared to just 41% of non-VA hospitals. VA hospitals outperform non-VA hospitals in all 10 patient satisfaction metrics in Medicare's latest survey of patients. More than 91% of veterans trust VA with their care. The Surgical Pause Initiative is led by the VA Pittsburgh Healthcare System. Surgeon Daniel Hall, MD, with support from the Veterans Health Administration's National Surgery Office, the Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care, and VHA's Diffusion of Excellence Program.
Yeah, interesting stuff there, Josh.
Yeah, VHA's National Surgery Office serves as a champion for the surgical pause, formally adopting it as a national initiative last year. The National Surgery Office will support implementation at VA facilities with surgical programs to further improve outcomes and align treatment plans with veterans' overarching life goals. Learn more, you can go to the Surgical Pause page on VA's website.
Okay. You got the link there with you?
I don't, but... Okay. You know, it's a hyperlink. You can go to the VA.gov website and in their little search bar type up surgical pause page, and I'm sure something will come up. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Yeah. Well, you have that number right in front of you.
Yeah. Either you or Maynard left it out.
Probably Maynard.
But that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, lower level of the courthouse. This afternoon I'll be closed because I have a VA appointment myself out of town. So
okay. Let me see that. What exactly is this Veterans Linkage Line? It's just for veterans to call then if they have any questions about their benefits? Or
yes, and a lot of the answers say talk to your county veteran service officer.
Okay, that's what they say.
Yeah, okay. It's similar to the senior linkage line that the state has as well as the disability linkage line that the state operates.
Okay.
They have veterans, senior, and disability linkage lines.
Okay.
So this is it's a state initiative, and we used to get grant money, and we had to announce this, the Veterans Linkage Line, in it. But now we have sponsors, but we still advertise the Veterans Linkage Line. It's just such a quick resource.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, and our office, like I said, I'll be closed this afternoon. But so it's better to call ahead and make sure I'm around. That's 598-3445.
Okay.
And I will have to mention that my office will be closed most of next week, Monday through Thursday. I have a conference in Bemidji, so I won't be around. But leave me a message, and we'll get back to you.
All right. That sounds good. You know, since I'm hosting Vets Info this morning, I just want to give a shout-out to the Montevideo Veterans Home over there. They invited Q92 over there when they received their first resident.
Yep,
about a month ago. And what a place over there, Josh!
It's very nice.
What a veterans' home for them, the veterans there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where they're at now. I know there's room for 72, but it was could probably take a year to get the 72 residents in there.
Yeah, and I know they're having, just like all healthcare facilities in the area, they're having problems with staffing as well. So, but they're always advertising for more jobs.
Yep, and I was really impressed with that. The staff that was there that I visited with, just amazing staff there working, and it was quite the thing.
And it's kind of nice. The four wings are named Chippewa, Yellow Medicine, Lac Parle, and Swift.
That's right. And you don't visit a Lac Parle to live in that Lac Parle wing.
Nope. But and
that's what people thought.
There's local pictures everywhere you look in that place, and. A little bit of history too. That stained glass mirror, that stained glass window in the chapel there. It's an original stained glass window from the original Minneapolis Veterans Home from the 1800s.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know the community room was the
Steve Williams
donation, a large donation
for
that community room. That's a beautiful community room with a grand piano in it and.
Yeah, his Steve's brother and son are good friends of mine. So,
yep, awesome. So, great place. Just thought I'd throw that in there. So,
yep. If you get a chance to stop by and take a look around, it's quite breathtaking.
It is. All right, Josh. Thanks for coming in this morning again.
Sounds good. We'll see you later.
You bet. Josh Benega with another Vets Info here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sable Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. It's 9:24 here at KLQP Radio. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Black Pearl Village on KLQP FM 92.1.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did